Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And the kickoff is complete, starting the 2007 broadcast year. It is Monday, the first day of January 2007. 6 was a flash in the pan. Here we are. We are going to have wide open phones today. By the time I finally got around to calls on my Sunday show I did yesterday, we took about 20 in the last 30 minutes. We will take a lot of calls today. 1-800-259-9231. I want to look back at 2006, the good things that happened, the bad things that happened, the ugly things that developed, and then look forward into 2007. Are we going to have a total implosion of the dollar and the housing market? Will we see a massive recession, which most economists say we're already entering, or could it go nuclear in the economic realm, and could we see a complete worldwide depression or meltdown? Joseph Stiglitz and other top economists are saying we have a very good possibility of that happening in 2007. 2007 also will be heralded by the traitorous Congress going back into session in 2 days. They're saying they're going to reintroduce the First Amendment destroying legislation, the hate crimes bill. They're saying they're going to push for total, complete, absolute blanket amnesty. They are, of course, the Democrats going to give an extra $100 billion, or let's be technical, $99.6 billion. I don't want to get nitpicked on that. I rounded up there. $99.6 billion in additional off-budget spending. You don't want a war? 78% of Americans in major polls don't want the war. You're going to see an escalation. I mean, that's your corrupt government. Also, yesterday, you know, I did that syndicated Sunday show now from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I wanted to play a segment, but I got behind, only played about 2 minutes, of my 9/11 broadcast. By the time I wanted to re-air my 9/11 broadcast, a few years after 9/11, I couldn't find it. The network didn't have it. They keep shows back about 6 months. I guess now we keep them back about a year, but at the time about 6 months. And so it was lost. Well, somebody had it. And they've uploaded it up in 3 one-hour parts to YouTube. They have a director's account. You don't, you just get a 10-minute clip. We need to get a director's account, but they won't give us one. But to make a long story short, I'm already digressing into technical issues. You can go up to prisonplanet.com, whenever you like. There's a big, fat link to hear the 3 hours up there, where I say they're probably going to launch an anthrax attack. You know, I'd forgotten... when the ADL attacked me September 15th, saying Alex Jones says they're going to launch a bio attack, and I appreciate them attacking me because it's an enemy actually, you know, admitting on record that I made the prediction. I didn't know how specific the predictions were. So I listened to about an hour of this the other night. But that's not the clip I'm going to play today. The clip I want to play today later in the second hour is a clip where I interview Jimmy Wright, a family friend, a degreed structural engineer who was working 200 yards from the towers at the World Financial Center when they fell, saying that it was a perfect controlled demolitions. This is even before 7 fell many hours later. So we're going to play, I don't know, I'm tempted to just play the first 15 minutes of the show or something. And obviously, it's internet audio. It's so it was recorded at like we were, you know, 8-bit all streams 5.5 years ago. But so the audio is not the best. But we'll play it later. All right, massive news. I haven't even gotten into the news yet. We'll hit all the news that's happening right now in 2007, and then we'll take your calls and review last year, and then look forward into the new year. We just kicked off. PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net. Stay with me.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. And that's all I ask you, listeners. Is don't believe the government, don't believe the media, do not believe me, do not believe anyone until you've researched it for yourself. I want you to do that so you'll be more effective in fighting the globalists, so you won't get, you know, driven down a bunch of rabbit trails that lead nowhere but tyranny. And I also want you to do that because I want you to find out just how honest I am, just how hardworking we are. I want you to know that we're a good source of information, the best there is out there. Which is scary because we're not perfect and we're pretty ragtag and we make mistakes, but compared to everything else out there, this is it. This is the penultimate. Boy, we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, it's kind of like a Special Olympics and I've got one leg and everybody else has no legs and I'm bragging because I'm beating people. I do not have a high view of what we do here. I wish we could do so much more. I wish we could... there's so many things I want to do that I'm unable to do, and so there's a lot of frustration. But what we do have in my office is dedication and a passion for fighting corruption, and so my team just does an absolutely wonderful job. But I want you to know that when I sit up here and say that I'm the best there is, it's no brag, just fact, as John Wayne would say, and at the same time, it's scary because I'm not that good. So that ought to really concern all of us in this fight against the New World Order, that we're the best there is. You get what I'm saying? Do you see where I'm coming from? Do you get the point I'm trying to make to you? All right, year in review. You know, I've written down a few things here, what I think were some of the most important stories of 2006. Now, when I say most important stories, I don't mean the most hype stories. Anna Nicole Smith's son dies of a drug overdose. Or O.J. Simpson tries to sell a book through Fox News Corp, you know, If I Did It. Or things like that. Or Michael Jackson wants to make a comeback tour in Las Vegas. Or UT football fell flat on their face this year. None of that matters to your bank account. None of that matters to your liberty and your freedom. None of that matters to your children's future. So we don't talk about it here unless it's to point out how inane and mindless it is. So I'm going to go through some of the things that happened this year. Obviously, we're going to talk about the Saddam execution. Big story out today. U.S. licensed to snoop on British air travelers. They're going to read their emails and everything else. Of course, this is how they always introduce it in the U.S. Oh, we're going to do it to the foreigners. No, it's happening to U.S. citizens right now, and you can pull up other articles admitting this and then integrate it with this one and see how they're trying to condition us. So we'll get into that as well. But last night I was up here at the studio watching some video we taped this week off of MSNBC and CNN and Fox. So I'm up here watching different reports that I had taped of illegal immigration and North American Union reports. There was a flurry of them this week, and we didn't have time to watch them live. We just taped them. So I was up here last night while other people were running around drunkenly. And that's fine. It's just that we know how serious things are, you see. We know how right up to the wire they are. So on New Year's, we're working. And I didn't have to ask my video editor to do that either. He wanted to work. He understands. You know, we're in here literally with chills up our spines, focused, because we understand what we're up against. We know we're in a war, folks. We're on the front lines. So we're here in the foxhole. And I'm watching these clips, and it was the same talking points. They would have two people supposedly from different sides, and in some of the reports it was the same two individuals. I mean, I could make films just about how they propagandize, you know, just how they push their deception. And if you weren't an expert on the guest worker blanket amnesty legislation, two different variants of it, you would believe that the legislation they're going to try to pass in the next month with the new Congress would control the borders and end the illegal alien problem and restrict illegal aliens and arrest them. And again, they would have two people supposedly fighting with each other, both putting out the false info that the new program would control illegal aliens, when what it'll do is give them total, complete amnesty. And I'm starting the broadcast really with that first piece of information, just because the average person will sit there and will watch the news and will think that George Bush is about to fix the border problem with the Democrats. And I've heard the same thing through Sean Hannity. One day, a few months ago, I told the story. I was sitting there in my car listening to him, and he talked for 15 minutes about how we've got to do something about the border. It's a total crisis, La Reconquista. Our sovereignty is eroding, on and on and on and on. And I just knew what was coming. I knew he was going to give all this good information and then give a bad solution. And sure enough, he dropped the hammer and said, that's why we need to pass the guest worker program. Anyone who's here, unlimited, can sign up to begin the citizenship process. They will be given national ID cards, just as U.S. citizens already have them. It allows corporations to bring in unlimited, skilled and unskilled, unlimited. And the legislation just goes from bad to worse at that point. But it's like campaign finance reform. They pushed it that it would restrict big corporations from lobbying and giving money and buying politicians. What it did was actually double the amount of money that PACs could give, but then restricted individual contributions. it actually helped the lobbyists. But doesn't matter. They called it reform. It must be good. I remember a few years ago they said, oh, they're passing a law to protect your personal data when you go and get a prescription. Really what it did was, under federal law, made it to where every prescription you get, whether it's for some prosthesis or painkillers or acne medicine, it doesn't matter. It's all instantly uploaded to the federal government. That's how they protect your information. See, there's just so much outright lying and spinning. And then other times they admit the truth but say, oh, isn't it a great idea? Oh, yes, we're putting cameras under federal grants in thousands of school bathrooms around the country. Isn't it good? Or, oh, isn't it great there's federally funded grants for police to unannounced run into elementary schools and run into classes and put guns to children's heads and scream at them and traumatize them? Oh, it's so good for their security. Well, no, that's not good for their security. It's trauma-based mind control. So this is the type of stuff I deal with every day. Here's some of the things that happened last year. The Democrats took control. The relief pitchers came in. The dollar imploded more than it has in any one year in our history. Personal debt 6 months ago eclipsed the former high of the depth of late 1933 at the deepest point of the Depression. The North American Union had its first full year in operation, and according to the SPP.gov reports, is on track and ahead of schedule. H.R. 6166, abolishing 9 of the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights, was passed, as well as the 2007 Defense Authorization Act, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, abolishing all 50 governors during times of emergency and allowing total federalization of even State Guard, National Guard, quote, against the American people in insurrection. Deals were also signed for Mexican, Canadian, and other foreign assets to be used domestically inside the United States. Formally, memorandums had already been signed 4 years ago, but now they've been codified, and even the Army Times heralded it as a wonderful point. In 2006, the mainstream media finally announced that they are gearing up for a draft and announced that 20% of the troops in Iraq are illegal aliens, legalized, and that by the end of this decade, half of Army ground forces will be illegal aliens, legalized, that is foreign mercenaries. So they announced that this year. Notice all year it's been right at 3,000 dead troops. They never allow it to go over 3,000. I guess they will here in the next few weeks. It's really over 10,000 dead troops. They just don't count troops that die outside the country. Saddam Hussein was supposedly executed, and I tend to think it may have been him. I'll tell you why later. Also, cloning was approved for consumption by the Food and Drug Administration last year. The Animal ID Act was passed last year at many state levels, including Texas, to track and trace and shut down the family farmer ranch. Net neutrality was defeated narrowly, but the government did move to openly shut down the Internet. That's what it would do. 9/11 truth became mainstream in 2006. In 2006, in a Angus and Reid scientific poll, 84% of Americans believe they're being lied to about the official story. In a Scripps Howard News Service poll, and then several others, in the high 30s, I believe that 9/11 is a total inside job. And in 2006, for the first time in modern polling history in the last 80 years, we have 84%, again that number, 84% disagreeing with Congress and both parties and believing both parties are in collusion and corrupt. So the good cop, bad cop scam was pretty much blown in 2006. So that's just some of what happened. There's a lot more, and I'd like to get your take on anything we forgot. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Federal hate law could be introduced this week. We'll tell you about that when we get back, and we'll go to your phone calls. This is the first transmission of 2007. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Welcome back. Let's do this. Before I get into Saddam's execution, play some audio clips. Let's just go to your calls. Jay in Mass disagrees. He goes to the front of the line. Jay, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. First caller of the new year for my broadcast. Go ahead.
Thanks. I hate to be the first caller disagreeing, but I think this is something so important that it really shouldn't be.
No, you're not the first caller that's disagreed to the show. I mean, you're the first caller on my show of the year.
Oh, okay. Well, to go back to something you said last week, well, a question. Do you confirm or deny that Christmas is based in pagan customs?
Well, it depends what facet of Christmas. Certainly the Tannenbaums and all that stuff is admittedly Germanic occultic stuff.
So then, therefore, do you think that it's something that we should be promoting or exposing for the same? To me, and I'm sure to many people, it's the same as the Bohemian Grove and the occult activities. This is the same type of pagan customs and rituals that they put into our everyday lives and deceived us into thinking that it's something pure and something...
Well, I mean, Christmas didn't get totally replaced with all that stuff till the 20s with a decade-long Coca-Cola promotion with the fat Saint Nick, you know, the big elf in the red outfit with the black belt and black boots. So, I mean, I think for a lot of people, they're not taking it as that. And, I'm not a Pharisee, man. I don't sit up here and claim to be holier than everyone, but I'm also confused. I mean, Christmas is, over, and I'm here talking about, you know, what the New World Order is up to. So what do you disagree with? I mean, I'm not arguing, with your point that a lot of what has replaced Christmas, the birth of Christ, is Germanic and European folklore. I mean, what do you disagree with?
Well, I think that's another part of the deception. He wasn't born on December 25th, so that's another part of the deception that.
Yeah,
we're
clearly
all...
it's the winter solstice.
Correct. Exactly. It's based on the solstice. So, if we are just promoting that and saying that we should be celebrating Christmas and not really telling the people that it's part of the New World Order plan to get us to fall into these satanic pagan customs and then go in it to our regular ritual of life.
Well, sir, in the past, I've had Associated Press writers on, I've had professors on who were secular just to report on the history of it and to agree with you. Christmas was banned for about 100 years in England because of the rioting and murdering, and Santa Claus was like a satanic mascot, like Freddy Krueger. He wore a striped suit, and he was like a horned monkey who, and I'm not saying this is real, folks, this is the folklore, who would run around murdering people, and so the murdering and burning of London went on so bad they banned it. I think it was like 70-plus years. And so, yes, sir, I know all about it, and so what's the point?
Well, the point is you give so much great information about Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove and all the other occult and satanic things.
Yeah, but those are people going to that, knowingly doing it, world leaders.
But they've deceived
us. I mean, I don't think you're going to go to hell, my friend, if you've got a, I mean, you know, it's the dark of winter. It's nice to have a nice smelling tree in your house. I understand the Bible even says, you know, don't go with those that worship under the trees. But if you're not worshiping under the tree and the intent isn't that it's something that's satanic, I mean, you know, my whole point is, sir, that, I don't know, man. There's all these preachers out there who will just constantly, you know, tell you how to live and tell you to do this and do that. I'm just here doing a news show. I mean, I don't know what you're saying you disagree with me about.
I'm just disagreeing in the whole point that Christmas isn't something that we should be promoting. And I heard last week, I tried to call in a bunch of times, I heard Christmas being promoted and looked at in a good light, holly jolly Christmas. And I know that's what most people have attached Christmas to, but we need to realize and see that...
You know, you don't know satire when you hear it. I was playing that and then talking about all the serious things that were going on in the world.
Well, maybe
so I... now have a holly jolly Christmas is satanic.
I wouldn't say that maybe it is, and maybe we should look into that. And I know that there's listeners out there that do want to research that type of thing and do hear about that. I know there's a lot of things going on. We've lost 3,000 dead Americans, and I haven't heard that barely on any news. And there is other things going on, but I think...
Well, you've heard all that here, brother.
But the religious deception also, I think in 2007, needs to be a greater focal point for everyone. And if people do want to get more into the religious deception, they can check out a broadcast over on the Revere Radio Network.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. We're out of time, man. I really appreciate it. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You know, we don't screen your calls. You're welcome to call in with whatever news item, issue, story. Disagree with me, agree, got a question. But I would ask the listeners, you can call in and talk about Christmas trees all you want. But at the same time, then humor me with what you think is going to happen in the future. What the big stories of this year are going to be. Are they going to attack Iran? They're still beating the war drums to do it. They got four carrier task force groups over there right now in the Persian Gulf, cruising back and forth right off the coast of Iran, asking for it. Will they pull some Gulf of Tonkin event or some USS Liberty-style false flag attack like the Maine? I certainly hope not, but you can see the media gearing up for a draft, beating the war drums. Before I go to John, Jeff, Dirtle, and Steve, and many others that are patiently holding, we do now have my first seven films. I've been so busy, I never got my first seven films. America, Destroyed by Design, the Police State Trilogy, of course, The Masters of Terror, The Matrix of Evil, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. I never got them on DVD. Well, we finally got them on DVD. And they're very well done, great menus, great packaging, but the information is what's important. And so if you were waiting to get the Police State films until they went on DVD, they're available. In fact, you get all three of them. They're only available together now for $34.95, okay? They're $19.95 by themselves. if you get them on VHS. So that's almost half off. That's 45% off. You want to get exact. $34.95. 45% off. Three DVDs in one case to get the Police State Trilogy. Police State 2000, The Takeover and Total Enslavement, America Destroyed by Design, my first film, The Masters of Terror, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, and The Matrix of Evil. You need to have these films, my friends. So please go to Infowars.com and order them via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, of course, we have Loose Change Second Edition, a must-have. We also carry films like America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. Great American. Great film. History of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the whole control grid. You need it. It's so important to have this in your library and to share it with others. My new film, Terror Storm, folks, with 68 minutes of extras on top of the history of government-sponsored terror, over 3 hours on one DVD, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free as well. Films like 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, they're all available at Infowars.com. A whole bunch of other books and videos. And for another 2 weeks, and then it's done. We're extending the Christmas special, the holiday special, to the New Year's special, where you can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can always get a monthly trial membership for $5.95. It's 15 cents a day. Or you can get a yearly for the next 2 weeks and get it for almost half off, 5.3 months. We did the special last year, too, and Paul said, what's the special? I just said, make it $39.95 instead of, $59.95. And so it came out to 5.3 months free. You get almost half off when you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Now we have it in two different formats on the site, in three different bandwidths per format. All my films, we have them in super high quality. Even if you have a dial-up, you can sit there and download it. It may take hours if you've got a dial-up. Just take a few minutes if you've got a good cable modem or something better. And then you can download it super high quality, and then you can burn it to disk. It's very simple. We don't just need the techie people out there doing this, which they have been, and I commend them. We need those of you out there that are kind of like me, But you can figure it out. It's not that hard. Incredible activist tool. My weekly TV reports are always put up there. My special video reports. My in-studio interview reports. We got three big reports, by the way, this week coming out. We've got one on New Orleans with some never-before-seen footage of the dead bodies, the gun confiscation, the troops coming out. Aaron's been working on this for 2.5 weeks, okay? I got an employee working hours every day just on this one report, just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We went down to the Capitol and around downtown and showed all the occultic icons and New World Order Illuminati stuff down there. Huge black pentagram they've got down by the Capitol. They admit the whole Capitol is a Diana / Athena temple. We've got, Romans call her Diana, I guess, and the Greeks call her Athena. But, we show all that. That's going to be about a 45-minute report coming out this week. Two interviews we did with Barbara McLeod, one of the main anthropologists on Apocalypto. That's going to be up there this week. And I got a couple TV shows going up. So PrisonPlanet.tv is such an amazing deal. But it's the activist tool, whether it's Matrix of Evil or Road to Tyranny or Martial Law or Terror Storm. Go in there, and we have it super high bandwidth, medium, and low. Terror Storm's in four formats, or four grades. Everything else is in two or three. But some are in two, some are in three, some are in four. Special reports, a lot of times, are in four different bandwidth qualities. And, I mean, folks, when you download it in the highest quality, I mean, it looks almost as good as television. Every once in a while, you might just see a little pixelation or a little breakup here or there, but, I mean, it very viewable, very watchable in the super high quality or the high bandwidth, those two grades. So what an activist tool. Disc are like 50 cents a piece or something. Go buy 100 of them. Get on there. And it just takes a few minutes to burn each disc, depending on your computer, and just burn, 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 burn. I mean, have an effect. Or get the original high-quality DVDs from us. It looks super good, and make copies off of those. Okay, I'm done talking about it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go back to your calls. And no matter how good your calls are, I got to move quick. I always say that. I'm trying. John in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
A little while ago, you played a clip from the Walt Disney cartoon talking about the New World Order. So I got an idea. I went back. I got your Road to Tyranny tape, and I took off all the comments, the politicians commenting about the New World Order, and I went and researched my World War II era war movies and got all the Nazi and Japanese villains quoting the New World Order, and I intercut them on an audio tape.
Okay, I'm begging you, sir, because I happen to be making a film right now, and literally last night I was scouring different research databases looking for war movies where they say New World Order, and I'm having a lot of trouble. I've only got like four instances of it. I know it was in hundreds of things. Is there any way, I'm begging you, that you can send me copies of those videos?
All right. Well, I can play it. I can play it. I got it all set up. I can play
no,
it.
No. Listen, I know you can play it, but I need it for a film I'm
all
making.
All right. I'll
listen,
I'll...
listen. Put a note in there when you send it that you want 10 free films. Okay, that'll be your payment for your trouble. I need your help. Will you send it, and will you mark what it is when you... I mean, do you have these on VHS? Or you know what? Just tell me the names of the films.
I'll write the titles down in
Well, it'd be even better for you if you just had them to send them to me or send me copies. But right now, tell me the names of the titles.
Oh, China.
China with who?
With Alan Ladd and William Bendix.
Wait a minute, you sent me that, didn't you?
I sent it, and I don't know, it disappeared. I never heard anything more about it.
No, that came in, I watched it, but in the clip I got off of it, you played, they were talking about standing up against evil or something. Okay, well, I didn't know that. Listen, I promise you, sir, we get what you send, okay? Because I just recognize your voice. You sent that a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I remember you sending it. Listen, send it all to me again, brother. I need your help. Can you send it quick?
Yes, but I'd have to. I want a phone number, or when I'm done. Can you?
You know what? I'll do you one better. I'll give you our UPS number, so the shipping's even paid for.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So, John, when he's done, put him on hold and give him my cell number and give him my office number. Okay. And then get me his number.
You want to hear this?
Yeah, I want to hear it. Go ahead.
All right, hang on.
This is the type of listeners that we like right here.
One small country. It is a big idea. A new world order. Where guys will dare oppose the imperial Japanese government. Because we and our allies are the ultimate good of all nations concerned. And determined to establish a new world order.
In troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge.
And in the name of the new world order.
A chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
Believe that the new order extends across your welcome to an honored guest.
The League of the New Order?
Yes, a group of men, all of them dishonored like yourself.
The forces of evil in the United States to make way for the new order. An order that will bring about the liberation of the enslaved people of America. Each of these men, dishonored by your corrupt form of government, is a specialist in
this. We're having this discussion right now with the political leaders. We're probably going to be asked to do some things that many people might not like, because it's going to call into question some of the freedoms that we have had.
You are far too beautiful to act like a child. A new day has dawned, my dear. A new era. Accept it and you will share in its glory. Reject it and...
That's all I got, but when I play...
Yeah, did you record those onto a tape recorder? They sound horrible.
Okay, but I play it to people, and it sort of floors them, Alex. They
I understand, but you recorded that off a tape recorder off TV audio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, it'll be so good, sir, if you can send me the actual original videos. You have my word. We will take the stuff off your videos, and we will ship them back to you with a bunch of my films. But tell me the name of the, because I heard three separate ones I hadn't heard. I was hearing some Chinese, I think, or some Asian. I was hearing some German accents. What were those from?
Okay. First one was from a movie, China. The second one was from a Three Stooges short called, Doughboy. I'd have to go back and look at it again, Alex. And the Batman serial was the other one I got with Lewis Wilson that was in it.
Well, that's the thing, is that Hitler called for it, the Bushes were their main agents in the U.S., and then Bush Sr. is calling for a new world order, Stalin called for it, Mao called for it. It means a worldwide dictatorship, boys and girls.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I took this around and played it to people, and they usually sit there dumbfounded. They said, man, that's really scary. I said, yeah, you should be scared, sir. But I'll research that, and I'll get it to you. Have your screener give me the number and I'll...
Sure, and I mean, give us your number too, John. But listen, I mean, don't you have the videos there with you?
Yeah, I got them in my collection.
Okay, well, if you want to dub them off, or you can trust me, you can send me the originals.
I'll send them to you. Just send me where to send them for. I'll make sure you get them.
Okay, and then also, do me a favor, cue the tapes right up to the spots.
What's that?
Will you cue the tapes up to the...
Oh, yeah. For when you get them out of the box, you go right to them then.
Sure. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Get his number, please, John, and give me... give him my number and then get his number for me. Thanks. Start salivating over clips on the air. Because I just want to warn people. I mean, it's just... These guys are openly announcing war on us. And when they say New World Order, boys and girls, that means war on you, war on your freedom, war on your bank account, war on your family. And that's what's so frustrating. I mean, the New World Order has destroyed the U.S. The U.S. is no more. We are in the North American Union. Now we've got to get America back. But if we can't even admit when the country's in a union, I mean, that's bigger than 1776, and the average person still doesn't know. This is the magnitude. Jeff in Oklahoma, where it's freezing cold. Oh, by the way, 12 dead from Colorado to Kansas. Really dangerous out there. We pray for all those in these blizzards. And I don't know, some people are still on their way out to the ski slopes, completely insane. I have personal friends who are on their way there right now. But go ahead, Jeff in Oklahoma.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
And a first-time listener. I recently, a few weeks ago, got to watch the entire 9/11 Road to Tyranny video on Google. And... it was very interesting to see how the towers in Building 7 collapsed, and I noticed that on there you were saying that it looked like a controlled demolition job, and as on it, it showed the plane crashing into one of the World Trade Center towers. I looked at how it collapsed, and I was asking myself, okay, how could a plane cause a tower to collapse like that? And I'm kind of getting to thinking maybe there is something to what you're trying to warn people about.
Well, they can debate Tower 1 and 2, which is impossible, but let's just say the planes did it, which it didn't. But look at 7, way down the street, not hit by a plane.
Yeah, no, you showed that, and I was like, wait a minute, it wasn't attacked. How did it collapse? You know?
Yeah, well, it's a perfect demolition signature.
Yeah, it was.
Textbook job.
Yeah. Also, I got to see part on YouTube, the Dark Secrets in the Bohemian Grove series. I don't think it was all uploaded, so I didn't get to see all of it. There was part of the ritual that was taped that was uploaded on YouTube. We got to watch that. And got to see the 40-foot owl, Moloch.
It's very Christian.
Yeah, right.
They'll probably start having those in our houses for Christmas.
No, not me.
I'm being sarcastic.
Anyway, that got me to thinking, have you ever heard of a cartoon series that's on Cartoon Network right now called Yu-Gi-Oh! GX? It's on the second season.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there is a villain character in the second season called Sartorius, and he runs a secret society called the Society of Light. But if you look at his face...
Which means Illuminati.
Yeah. If you look at his face and his hair and his eyes, it resembles an owl. I mean, facially, an owl.
Well, you know what the Society of Light means. That's what the Illuminati means.
Yeah.
It's the Society of the Illuminated Ones.
Yeah.
It's been, Gerald Ford, they all went. It's very Christian. Of course, not according to Nixon, who told Harper's Magazine that it's a homosexual cult. But, you know, again, don't look for Pat Robertson to criticize the organization. Anything else?
No, I just want to say... God bless you, and keep up the good work. And
I'll try. I appreciate it. Glad to have you on board. We'll be right back. More calls, more news.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
These are the types of mainstream news headlines we saw in 2006. Microchip implants versus cash. The race is on. There were hundreds of articles about how good it is to get a chip. We're going to play a clip about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, maybe even more, next hour from back in 2001 on the day of 9/11. This audio was surfaced. I didn't have it. It's on YouTube. Very interesting information. And we'll also get into the Saddam execution a lot more. Right now, let's go back to your calls. We're going to go to, is it Dival and Steve and Joe and Peter and others. But first I'm going to go to George in Arizona because he says he disagrees with something. And so you go to the head of the line when you disagree. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, you know, I was watching the execution hanging of Saddam Hussein and on Google, I mean on Drudge. And
it's up on Infowars.com, by the way.
Okay, and his hands are not tied behind his back. He's holding a Koran. The fact that his hands are not tied behind his back means that he's not dead. And also, you don't get to see the hanging. Right before, you know, the trapdoor drops, they cut it off. So you don't. No one sees the hanging itself.
Oh, no, you've seen an excised video, sir.
Oh, okay. So, all right, so somebody does have the actual hanging then, huh?
Yes, we it's a complex issue. I'm going to try to walk through it in the next hour. And again, we don't know what the truth is, but I have my... I'll tell you what I think about it. You can take it for what it's worth. I'm certainly not the last, you know, the buck doesn't stop here. So, but what, you don't think it's Saddam or you think it's fake?
Well, the fact that he doesn't have his hands tied behind his back, you know, tells me that he didn't die because any human being will use his hands to climb the rope so his neck doesn't get stretched.
Well, and, actually, if you hang somebody right, it breaks when you hit the end of it. You're not going to be doing any grabbing at the rope.
Well, you know,
you torture somebody. Listen. You know, you see in the movies where they got the rope behind your neck and you fall down and the person jerks around and flops and fights. You do, if they hang somebody right, the rope sticking out from the side and it breaks your neck and almost severing your head if you're a big man. And it almost severed his head, by the way.
Okay, well, that's my comment.
A lot of times when you really hang somebody, the body snaps off.
Well, I'm just saying, if his hands, to me, that's very suspicious.
Oh, no, they say that his hands were not bound. You are correct.
Okay.
Anything else, sir?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. That's why I hate to even say I think it may have been Saddam and then not give evidence. Because, and again, I'm not saying I know that. They lie so much. I want to go over the history of Saddam briefly and then how they captured him. That's an admitted fraud. Admitted fraud. And then, was it Saddam? I'll tell you what I think later. Let's go ahead and talk to Dival, is it, in Pennsylvania? Go ahead.
Duvall.
Oh, Duvall. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I wanted to ask you if you feel that the 9/11 truth movement might suffer the same fate as the people who tried to seek the truth in the Kennedy assassination, where years later, most of the American public believes that there was government involvement or there was a conspiracy, but nothing really happens. There seems to be a standstill.
Okay, let me answer that question. It's a very good question. We've already eclipsed the Kennedy assassination movement. It took 30-plus years for a majority of Americans to believe that was an inside job. Within 5 years of 9/11, 84% of Americans believe they've been lied to, 36% believe total inside job, 68% believe that it could be an inside job. All right? And it's not just the scientific polls. I've done thousands of radio interviews, hundreds where I'm being attacked by the host, and almost every caller calls in agreeing with me, even while I'm under attack. So already we have exponentially proven the case even faster, and we stay there, please. Put you on hold. I want to come back and finish this question when we start the next hour in 70 seconds after the break. All right, this is a very important central issue. This is a victory we've had.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Blackbird.